It's Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're with us on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Coming up, the Senate CIA torture report looked at enhanced interrogation methods in the war on terror and tried to figure out if they were legal and effective. We preview a new Frontline documentary on the topic called Secrets, Politics, and Torture.
First, we're taking a closer look at a controversial taxpayer-funded loan from the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation to a struggling Milwaukee construction company. The loan is raising lots of questions about WEDC or WEDC, and some Democratic lawmakers are calling for a federal investigation.
Matthew DeFore has been covering this story, and he's here to break it down for us. He's the state government reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. Matt, welcome back to Central Time.
Veronica, thanks so much for having me back.
So to start at the beginning, the WEDC made a $500,000 loan to a company called Building Committee Incorporated. That loan was not repaid, and that loan is what is at issue now. What makes it controversial?
Well, as the Democrats pointed out yesterday in calling for a federal investigation, there were some troubling things that we reported in our story on Sunday, the first of which is that this company, when they applied for their loan to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, indicated that they had not been the subject of a lawsuit in the previous 5 years. Simple CCAP search showed that they had three lawsuits filed against them in 2010, a year before they applied for this loan. The application also indicated that they were partnering with Michael's Energy, a La Crosse-based company, and UW-Milwaukee. When we talked to officials with the company and the school, they said that they had not been in touch with this group since 2009. They had done minimal work. They weren't really technically partners with them and had not heard that they'd even applied for this loan or even received it. So on one side of this, you have a company that appears to have been saying things that were not accurate on their application. But then in the underwriting process that should have happened at WEDC, that thing could have been very easily reviewed. So the second thing that's troubling is what happened in the underwriting process. And there are some details we know, but we're also still looking into others. But the third thing, and I think this is where Representative Peter Barker yesterday was using the term possible corruption, is our story very clearly laid out how Governor Walker's top aides, his Secretary of Administration, and others in his administration were pushing for this loan. And we talked to WEDC CEO Paul Jaden, who described very clearly how it wasn't just a matter of them, suggesting this to them at the start of the process. Secretary Hipsch, according to Paul Jaden, was involved at the beginning, and then after they got the $500,000 loan, he came back asking for more money for this company. They were looking for $4.3 million. And then he continued until at one point Secretary Jaden had to bring him and this Bill Minahan gentleman in for a meeting and sat them both down and had Mr. Minahan explain the project, at which point it was apparently clear to Secretary Hipsch that this was not a good idea to give him anything more than the $500,000 original loan.
Was it, as you understand it, unusual for an official in the government like Secretary Hipsch to sort of broker a loan with WEDC for the company?
As Paul Jaden told us, he cannot recall another time when the secretary became an advocate like he did in this situation. This was very unusual.
And at the time of the loan, was there evidence that the BCI was failing, as it later became evident?
Well, like I mentioned, there was the red flags at the front end are these lawsuits, which, again, a simple underwriting check of the court records would have shown that they had misrepresented themselves on their application. The application itself even says that any misrepresentation is automatic grounds for denial of a loan. However, we found additional evidence that this company was in a state of collapse. In mid-2011, we talked with the manager of a credit union in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And they had had this company build them a credit union, which was their typical line of business. They weren't actually involved in the kind of energy efficiency projects that they were trying to get through the stimulus. But they did do this credit union in Oklahoma, and they apparently when it came time for them to pay their subcontractors for the work, subcontractors weren't being paid. And so the subcontractors went to the credit union to be paid, and they said, "We'll put a lien on your building unless you pay us." So the credit union manager paid them, and then contacted Minahan saying, "Hey, you know, we want the money for this." And so Minahan told him, "Well, don't worry about it. We're getting this $4.3 million grant from the state of Wisconsin. Our money got mingled in with that. You'll get your payment." They never got paid and ended up going to the FBI with their concerns. So, yes, we know that this company was in some serious financial trouble throughout this period.
And another strand of this is that it sounds as though prior to this loan being made by WEDEC to BCI, BCI had become a donor to Friends of Scott Walker. What do we know about what they contributed and when?
Well, what we've been able to determine is that Mr. Minahan was giving money to both Democrats and to Governor Walker and Republicans. So it appeared that, all I can say is that we know he was giving money to Democrats in 2009, including Tammy Baldwin, Ron Kind, Governor Doyle, Harry Reid, when the stimulus money was available for these energy efficiency projects. So there appeared to be some interest. He had hired a lobbyist to try to secure some kind of federal funding. That never panned out. Governor Doyle and the Democratic representatives told us that they never gave him any money. He then gave a $10,000 donation to Governor Walker on Election Day in 2010, and it was within the next 6 months he was meeting with Governor Walker's Chief of Staff, Keith Jilks, and Secretary Hipsch to explain his energy efficiency program, and then they forwarded that to the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation for some kind of loan.
We're talking right now with Matthew DeFore. He is covering the story out of Wisconsin, that the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation had made a loan to the Building Committee Incorporated that was not repaid. It's at issue right now as being controversial, and we're getting to the bottom of that a little bit here. And Democratic lawmakers are asking for a federal investigation right now, Matthew. Will federal prosecutors, do you think, go through with an investigation? What would happen there?
They're not commenting right now on what they're going to do. I think our story illustrated some definite issues with Mr. Minahan's business practices. I mean, I can't say what they're going to do for sure. The Democrats are also calling, they're describing the activity here with the Walker administration pushing for this as being a sign of corruption. I mean, I think, though there's certainly a lot of questions, I don't know what they're going to do in terms of investigations, but we have a lot of questions about what exactly was going on here. The term that the Democrats are using is pay for play. What's not clear to me is, were they just exuberant about fulfilling this 250,000 jobs pledge? So they were just, they kind of looked beyond some of the shortcomings of this company because they were just so enamored with getting more jobs and doing it however they could. Or was there something else here? Did they see a wealthy donor and think, here's somebody who, we want to help out. Maybe he'll contribute to us in the future. For example, during this time period, we've seen evidence in the courts that there was an effort that Governor Walker was involved in to raise money for Wisconsin Club for Growth. We don't know if Mr. Minahan gave any money to that group, but those are the kinds of questions we would like to see answered so that we can be satisfied to know whether this was, again, exuberant job creation or something more.
Now, what has Governor Walker said about whether or not he knew about this loan and maybe whether or not he was advocating for it?
Governor Walker has said he has no knowledge of this loan deal. There's a little bit of confusion about in a memo that went to or in a letter that Paul Jaden signed, awarding this grant, or I'm sorry, this loan. It's CC'd to Governor Walker, although that was, according to Governor Walker's office and WEDEC, that was never forwarded to the governor. They have no record of it being sent to them, and I'm pretty confident that that's the case, that the governor's office did not get a copy of that. So he's basically saying he was not aware of that element and the details. But again, his chief of staff and his head of administration were very familiar with this loan and with this person. Whether they knew all his background and they knew that he owed money to other people, we don't I mean, it's very likely, I would say, that they didn't know that those things, because, you know, I don't think anyone really knew those things. But, you know, we just, it's, I think when the people at the highest levels of the Walker administration were familiar with this, I think people can question whether the governor knew absolutely nothing. But it's, I guess, entirely possible.
And just briefly, before we let you go, on Friday, the governor called for an end to WEDEC's loan program. Is this a sign, do you think, that his office is taking this seriously?
Well, according to him, getting rid of the loan program is related to the audit that came out a week before showing that there were all kinds of problems in tracking loans. Now, that audit mentioned that 9 loans had been written off in the previous year. One of those loans that was written off was the Building Committee Inc. loan. They're still trying to pursue that lost money through a lawsuit, but there's no indication at this point that the state's going to ever recover that $500,000.
Matthew, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
That was Matthew DeForest, a government reporter for the Wisconsin State Journal. He was with us to talk about the controversial WEDEC loan to the company BCI.